Happy Saturday, podcast world. If you're listening to this episode Saturday, June 1st, today is the day of the Dude Grows Cup. If you are going to the Dude Grows Cup and you hear this message before the event, I invite you to stop by my booth and tell me that you saw a turtle in the clouds. If you come to the booth and tell me that you saw a turtle in the clouds, I will give you a free gift.
To Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 840 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know I've got another great episode lined up for us. In today's episode, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out, we'll talk more about those free seeds later on in the show. I do want to remind you that by the time this episode comes out, the Golden Girls Bundle will be live on iredirect.com. That's right, if you go to iredirect.com, you can get the new Golden Girls Bundle. That does come with four strains. There are three seeds of each strain in that bundle. You get 12 feminized seeds total in the Golden Girls Bundle. There is Blanche, there is Rose, there is Dorothy and Sophia. All of the information is on the website. Hit iredirect.com to grab the fresh Golden Girls drop. All right, I think that is all of the advertising I want to do here at the start of the podcast. This may be a quick episode because I am a little focused, a little excited about the Dude Grows Cup. I've only got a couple of days here until the cup happens. If we're going in real time, I'm at the cup right now while you're listening to this. If we don't want to blur the Terminator timeline here. Anyway, let's stay focused. Let's move into the question and answer portion of today's podcast. I do have a website. I've got two websites. This gets confusing sometimes. We'll talk about this for a moment. My main seed sales website is iredirect.com. If you're strictly looking for seeds, iredirect.com is the place. If you want to find more info, more details, if you want to find a link to my Discord server, my Patreon, my social media, there are a lot of other great links that are available at iregenetics.com. It's I-R-I-E genetics.com. That is the other website. Everything is hosted at iregenetics.com. Like I said before, the Discord server, the Patreon server. There is also a link to join my newsletter. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, there's a spot that says stay up to date or keep updated. If you put in your email address and join the newsletter, every time I put out a new drop or put on a sale or do a special event, you will get an email giving you a heads up on those drops and special events. That way you never miss a pack, you never miss a sale, never miss a deal. Anyway, all of that info is at iregenetics.com. Also on that website is a tab. That tab does say Grow Help. If you have a grow question and you need help in your garden, you can go to my website, iregenetics.com, click on that Grow Help tab. That will give you the opportunity to send me a grow question. If you send your grow question through that Grow Help tab and I read it here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds off of iredirect.com. Today's first question from that Grow Help tab came from my new friend, Dennis. Big shout out to Dennis. Thank you for the great content. Also, Dennis, make sure you check your email and check your spam because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. The question says, yo, Rasta Jeff, can you take clones from your female seeds once they grow and will they still produce good weed? All right, there's a lot of things to think about here. I'm not sure exactly what you mean. But let me observe and think about all the different directions this question could be going. Can you take clones from female seeds? Are you asking, can we clone a feminized plant that came from a fem seed? If it was a female seed, is that clonable? Yes, absolutely. You can definitely clone that fem seed. Basically, you can clone any cannabis plant other than an autoflower. I would not recommend cloning an autoflower, but you can clone almost any cannabis plant out there if you do it properly, if you do it with a good standard operating procedure to create an, or to avoid any problems. If the donor plant is healthy and happy, yes, you can clone just about anything. And the question is, once they grow, so it, can you clone your female seeds once they grow? Do you mean like while it's in veg, can I clone it? Yes, absolutely. Once you put it into flower, can you clone it? You can if you do it strategically. Don't take the tops, take stuff from the bottom. You can definitely clone that. So that's a couple angles I'm thinking the question may come from. You can clone the fem seeds. You can clone them while they're in veg or early flower. And then it says, will they produce good weed still? If this is all done properly, the donor plant, the mother plant, which the clone came from, If your timing is right, if your technique is right, that plant will still produce quality product. The clone that you took, if you did it properly, if you veg it properly and take care of it, it will still produce a quality product. These should be clones of the original plant. If that original plant was any good, that second plant, that clone, should also be equally as good. So there are a lot of different things here that are open to interpretation in this question in my mind, but I think I've covered most avenues. Can you clone your female seeds once they grow? I assume you mean feminized seeds or just a female plant in general. Yes, absolutely, you can clone that. Once it grows, I'm not sure if you mean like once it gets big enough to actually take a clone of, or if you mean once it's in flower, but either way, with strategery, with location and timing and being careful and not giving any stress to that plant that's undue, then yes, you can clone that. And will they produce good weed still? Basically, that's up to you, my dude. If you're a quality grower, if you provide all of the quality parameters, that plant should be able to give you a quality product. All right, my dude, Dennis, thank you for the quick question here. Once again, check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. You guys, a lot of people have these weird misconceptions about feminized seeds. I hear things like, can I breed to a feminized plant? Absolutely, I've done that. I breed to Lemon Jeffrey. Lemon Jeffrey is feminized. I've hit Lemon Jeffrey with multiple different kinds of pollen. Everything that comes out of that has been fucking stellar. No problems there. You can breed to your fem plants. You can clone your fem plants. You can mother out your fem plants. They are just like all of the other plants that you work with, except they were feminized from the beginning. The only difference was the pollen. It is my theory. It's my opinion. It is my experience. My education. My research leads me to believe that the feminized aspect, the sex of your plant, mostly comes from that pollen. I would say 99% of that comes from the pollen. That's where the decision is made. Before it even hits the female plant, that pollen knows if it's a boy or a girl. And when it hits your female plant, the decision's already made. So, yeah, there's no difference. Play with those feminized plants just like you do any other plant. We're going to keep moving. I've got another great question here. This one touches on the topic that I'm rambling about a little bit. This one came from my new friend, Just Ken. What's up, Just Ken? Make sure you check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. And yes, when those coupon codes come with an expiration date, they really do expire. A lot of people say, hey, does this expire on this expiration date? That's what that means, bro. It does expire. I have to put an expiration date on those coupon codes, basically for bookkeeping and logistic purposes. I don't want to have coupon codes out there floating forever and then just somebody decides to redeem them in 3 years. That's not going to work for a business. So I do give them an expiration date. Also, it encourages you to shop. If it's good forever, it'll just sit there. Go buy some shit, then grow it. That's what I want you to do. All right, this message, once again, from Just Ken. It goes, hey, Rasta Jeff, thank you for everything you do. You are truly an inspiration and a wealth of knowledge. Hey, thank you for that. I do appreciate it. I've been doing this podcast for, I think I said 10 years recently, and I love it. I love giving this information to people. I love sharing. I love spreading the knowledge. I feel like if I didn't teach, if I didn't share this, it would be a disservice to the community and to what I believe in that blessed me with this skills and ability. So it's got to come out of me or I may spontaneously combust. But thank you. Thanks for noticing that I am an inspiration. That's fucking awesome to hear, and a wealth of knowledge. Now, it does go on. It says, I've got a quick question about pollen. You know me. I like talking about pollen. It says, when you reverse a whole or part of a female plant, I've noticed that reversing part of a plant, sometimes it doesn't work as well. Some plants are stubborn. You gotta spray the whole fucking thing. It just works so much better. Just get in there and reverse that bitch. But we'll stay on track. When you reverse a female plant, will that pollen always make feminized seeds? And then it wraps up with, I'm finding a lot of uneducated information about this. Also, all right, so we're gonna touch on this part. Is fem pollen always fem pollen? My answer to that, and shout out to JH. We're gonna get more feedback from JH on this one. If the female plant that you are using to make that pollen, that female plant that you are choosing to reverse, if that is a solid female that does not have intersex traits, then yes, that pollen will always be female pollen. There is like a one, somewhere between, and this is a very wide range, but somewhere between 1 in 100 and 1 in 1,000,000 chance of something going weird with that feminized plant. Even if you chose a solid female, nature is going to do weird shit. Maybe your pollen donor, maybe your pollen receiver, maybe when two specific plants hit, you're going to see some sort of anomalies. You may get an intersex plant. You may find a pure male come out of some of those feminized plants. But like I said, that's one in a million. That could be up to one in a million chance. I've seen it, what I think, two times. I've seen a male come from a feminized seed line. Not my stuff. There's another breeder out there a long time ago we talked about. But it does happen. It is possible. But 99.9% of the time, if you did it correctly, if the selection was done properly, then yes, that pollen will be feminized pollen forever. It's not going to be reg pollen because there are no male chromosomes present in the female plant that you're working with. You're taking all X chromosomes and you are making pollen from that. There's no Y chromosome. We can't, there, unless it's introduced through that plant, it's not there. That pollen will all be female. I'm rambling at this point. But if you do reverse a plant that is pure female, it will always produce female pollen, feminized seed pollen. There is more to this. It says, also, does reg or auto pollen make a difference? No, that's the same thing, reg and auto flower. The only difference there is reg or, and you mean photo, you don't mean reg. I looked over that word also. Photo period or auto period pollen make a difference. No, if it's, it'll do what it's going to do, though. Just keep in mind, if you use auto flower pollen on your regular plants, some of your progeny will also come out feminized auto flower. That's how you start making auto flower lines. But no, that part doesn't make a difference. Feminizing, reversing is the same thing if you're using autos or photo period plants. My notes that I wrote on the page were fem pollen is fem pollen. If you have reversed a plant and made female pollen, that is female pollen. However, like I said, if you reversed an intersex plant, if you reversed a hermaphrodite, that genes or that pollen will have those genes in there. So that plant will produce more intersex plants if you do that. That's a whole nother side rant. My last note was, unless one parent is intersex, everything will be okay. So the question is, will fem pollen stay fem pollen? Yes, it will. There's no way for it to change sex. Nothing will happen with your pollen. If disclaimer, once again, if that is a true female that you've chosen to reduce, a reverse. All right, once again, my buddy Just Ken, make sure you check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. All right, we're going to keep this momentum going. We've got another message here in front of me. This one also came from that Grow Help tab. This came from my new friend who wants to be called Black Forest Gardens. Shout out to Black Forest Gardens. The question says, hey, Rasta Jeff, I've got a question, possibly a multi-part question about changing the timing of my light cycle. This is a very common question. Being somebody who's grown for so many years and had to make so many changes, I understand this exact situation, and I've got some good solid advice for you, my dude. Before I get that far, let me remind you to check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. You guys make sure you check your spam because a lot of times those do go to the spam box. All right, the question is, so instead of the lights being on during the day, they will be on at night to help me get around heat issues. Yes, that's a very smart idea. So currently, this listener has their grow lights on during the day. They want to flip that and run the lights at night because you don't have to compete with the sun. It's not as hot at night. It gets naturally cooler, so it's easier to cool the grow spaces. Also, electricity is cheaper at off-peak hours, so you may be saving a few bucks there as well. You don't have to run as much AC, and the AC that you do need to run doesn't cost as much. So let's stay focused, which is hard for me today. It says, now that it's getting warmer here, well, I could skip that part. So I want to lower my power bill. Would it be more beneficial to let the ladies have a one-off 24-hour darkness period before their schedule change or change the night shift? Would that quick change to night shift throw them way off of their natural cycles that I've developed while flowering and stress them out? And could the amount of time... okay, so there's a couple of questions here. I'm going to skip this second part and just get right to the point here. All right, my buddy Black Forest Gardener, it does sound like you've got the right idea here by trying to give these plants an extended dark period before flipping that timer. Because if you wanted to go, so let's just say that the lights come on at 9 a.m. now, they go off at 9 p.m. If you were to just flip them back on, that would give them 24 hours of light. And the second part of the question is, does the age of the flowering plants really have a lot to do with this? Yes, it does, but also I would not do that to my flowering plants. That will give you the opportunity for problems. That gives them a full day of lights on with no rest, and then you're going to give them sleep. That will confuse them. I think you've got the right idea by doing the extended dark period. Now, let's touch on one detail. You do have the right idea if you time this properly. You said 24 hours of darkness. So if those lights come on at 9 a.m. and then they go off at 9 p.m., if you give it 24 hours from there and turn it back on at the next 9 p.m., that will be perfect. Yes, then you'll be back on when the lights are off. This could be 7 p.m., 8 p.m., whatever. I'm just using 9 as my number. That's when mine happen, is 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. is what I like. Works good for my life. But so if they come on at 9 and go off at 9, pull that plug when they go off and then let 9 p.m. come back around and then turn them back on. Yes, you do have the exact correct idea. I really do think that that short break of light will be much more beneficial than extended light. The plants really prefer extra dark over extra day. Just imagine, and this is something that I talk about every time I talk about interrupting light cycles. Imagine if this were you. Imagine if you woke up one day at 9 p.m. and the sun was up. You would freak the fuck out. What the? It's 9 p.m. and the sun is up. What are we going to do? Everything is going to freak out. But if 9 a.m. came and it was still a little cloudy and a little dark outside, and I said, hey, bro, you don't have to get up. You could sleep a little bit extra today. You'd be just fine. You'd curl up. You'd snuggle in. You'd get a few more hours of sleep, and you would enjoy it. But if I put that sun up at 9 p.m. and woke up your sleep, you'd probably freak out. The plants feel the exact same way about it. If you give them extra sleeping time, they're okay. But if you turn off the lights when they're sleeping, just like you, they're going to get a little bit pissy about it. Let me make sure I'm not skipping anything with the second half of the question. Let's see, would it change? And could the amount of time they've been in flower affect them? It may make a small difference, but I still wouldn't mess with them that way. I would still be as gentle as possible. It says, I grow perpetually, so shutting down isn't an option, and I have plants in various stages. Yes, this all makes sense. Do that 24 hours from when they turn off. Just let them skip that. They'll go off, let them have their off, let them have their daytime that they would normally get, but don't turn it on. Then 9 p.m., kick them right back on. You should be right back in action. All right, my dude, Black Forest Gardens, thank you for the great message. Thank you for the great content, and I really hope that this works out for you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pimps and hoes, friends and foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, fruit booters, and skateboarders, all of you beautiful cannabis enthusiasts out there, I do want to thank each and every one of you once again for listening to a quick episode of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. I know this episode was quick. Like I said, I've got ADD. I'm focused. I'm excited because the Dude Grows Cup is happening, and I got a few more things to finish up before I'm ready. I'm excited to get out of town. Like I said, if you see me at the Dude Grows Cup, make sure you stop by the booth, say that catchphrase. You will get a free gift. Also, if you're wearing Irie merchandise, if you've got a t-shirt, a hat, a hoodie, come by the booth. You will also get another prize. Maybe we'll just combine prizes, give you a bigger prize. But come by, I'll give you a gift if you say that catchphrase, if you're wearing merch. If you don't want to do either one of those, just stop by and say what's up. Give me a fist bump, give me a high five, get a hug, take a selfie. I'm down to take pictures, give you high fives. I'm friendly, I'm outgoing, I'm gentle. Don't be shy, stop by the booth. I don't want you guys to come next week and type shit like, hey, I saw you at the DGC Cup, but you looked busy, so I didn't say hi. Bro, I'm there to say hi and meet you. This happens once a year. You only travel once a year to the DGC Cup. Come introduce yourself. Don't be shy. I've got all day. My voice will be burnt by the end of the weekend, but guess what? That's okay, because I ain't got shit to do on Sunday. So come say hello. Come introduce yourself. I look forward to seeing you at the DGC Cup. If you can't make it to the DGC Cup, that is okay. Make sure to hit my website, iredirect.com. Grab that fresh Golden Girls drop while they are in stock. All right, if you've listened this far, please make sure you click like and subscribe. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to everybody who showed up to the DGC Cup. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad mother.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece and then I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, Pokemon, we relax. Oh.